what it do, what it do, what it do, what it do. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. And with my horrible singing, you should know by now, it's time. And I burped because I had a big gulp of Pepsi right before this episode. And I thought it was going to come out later, but there's that. I don't know if it picked up on the mic, but if you heard me burp, we're officially friends now. But anyways, what's going on with y'all? We got a lot to catch up on. We got a lot to catch up on because what the fuck has been happening? So text me, email me, call me, whatever it is you do to update me, do that because I want to hear about everything. And we're going to start with the earthquake because what the fuck was that? What? Where were y'all when this was happening? I want to hear y'all survivor stories. I mean, it wasn't that big of a crazy earthquake, but like, I want to hear y'all experience because I'm going to share mine. So I'm at work, right? My boss is like, hey, I need you to hold it down today. I'm not going to be in. So I'm like, all right, cool, sis, I got you. In my head, I was going to have a good day because I had a great coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. They didn't mess up my coffee or nothing. It was perfect. The Dunkin' Donuts by my job, they don't always hold it down for your girl. And sometimes that's the tone of the day. Like when I take that first sip of coffee and it'd be awful, I just be irritated until at least 1 o'clock. But I had a good coffee. I did everything I needed to do for the morning. I was getting ready to prep some more stuff. I was like, all right, cool. We feeling good. We feeling motivated. I'm out there talking to one of my other colleagues and the building starts shaking and we stuck. Like, what the fuck is going on right now? Was that an earthquake? Like, what? And it was just scary. Like, there was a mannequin that was over the overhead. I don't even know what to call it, but it was over our heads on this little thing that they have. Like, it's a display. And I started seeing her shake and come toward us. It was just scary. Like, but I couldn't move. I couldn't move until after the building starts, like, stopped shaking and everything. Everyone in the building is like, yo, like, was that an earthquake? Are y'all okay? And it was very, like, it was quick, but it was scary. Just, like, scary, y'all. I don't even know how to. So, as soon as everybody has their, like, quick 10-second moment, I immediately freak out because, oh my God, I'm the boss today. What do I do next? Like, this is not a fire where we, you know, it's just one store that's affected by it. This is, at this point in time, I didn't know how far it went, but like, everyone could have been affected by this. I'm also inside of a building. I'm inside of a mall. So there was no way for me to be able to look outside and see if there was damage or like to outside. Like it was just, I was freaking out. Reach out to my boss, freaking out. She's like, oh my God, yeah, we did just have an earthquake. What the heck? She calms me down. She jumps in, starts handling it the proper way. And then time has passed, the store is open. And it was like, all right, cool. Like, this is kind of a normal day. It was scary, to say the least. Like, very scary. One of my friends was on a ladder. Like, sis was at, I think it was like an 18-foot ladder. See, she was very high up in the middle of it. She was freaking out. We were all trying to calm her down. I was terrified, y'all. Terrified. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. So that was like, what was that, a Friday? And then after that, it's like everybody's attitudes was weird. People saying we was in retrograde and shit. Y'all know I don't pay none of that. No mind. Not that I don't believe in it, because clearly this was proof that something was going on. But I really just don't be. I couldn't tell you when retrograde was. I couldn't tell you how often it happens. But I couldn't even tell you what it was. But people was like, oh my God, we're in retrograde. We're in retrograde. Like all this happened is crazy. Then they was talking about the eclipse. What made me mad with the eclipse is some of y'all didn't know the difference between an eclipse and an apocalypse. Why would we die in an eclipse? You're not supposed to look at the sun. So are you just going to assume that we're all just going to look at the sun? like, bro, what? So we have, now we have people who's just in a funk because of the earthquake, rightfully so. And then you have people freaking out because they are confusing apocalypse with eclipse. What really pissed me off is that I was in Target, and the people who didn't know the difference between apocalypse and eclipse, they were in there like getting snacks and shit. And I'm like, did you think we're gonna die? It was just like the weirdest week. And then, so that was throughout the weekend. So then Monday comes, and I just feel like everybody, it was like open freaking season. I was just like, what the hell is going on? Monday gets here. You have people that are coming inside of the store doing returns super early in the morning so that they didn't have to be outside in it, like during the eclipse. Oh, we need to be in the house. Some people were just rude. And then I bump into this one lady. She's like, hi, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm good. How are you? And she says, oh, people are normal. Like, you are normal. You're a normal person. Everyone has just been like overreacting. It's very rare that I've been getting a normal, calm person. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, like, I wanted to be like, same, sis. But I just was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, it's got to be the good one in the bunch. You know, brush it off. Make people feel good. I was like, yo, she ain't lying. She the calmest motherfucker I've met in a long time. Like, really just thinking about it. And as I'm helping her out while she's in the store, she's like, well, you know, we're in retrograde. There's an eclipse and da-da-da-da. And it explains why people are so crazy. And like I said to y'all, I don't know nothing about no retrograde and stuff. But people was acting retrograde-ish. Like, it was like the craziest little sector of life for me last 2 weeks. I don't even remember when the freaking earthquake was. I don't know any of this shit, but I don't know dates. I only remember important dates, and I guess an earthquake is important, but I feel like there were no casualties, so maybe I don't need to remember. I don't know. I don't know why I cannot remember any of those dates. So, but anyways, y'all, people just been strange. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just, ugh. Mm-mm. And then at the end of last week, so the week that just passed, some shit was happening in my friends group that really caused us to just, me and two particular people, we were just drained. And it got me looking at people a little different, like, what's happening in the world? What? Like, what? Like, I'm really, I can't be the only one that's feeling like this. People have been strange, y'all. People have been strange. But we got an event coming up. Oh, let me tell y'all about this event and what a conversation I had to have with somebody the other day. Event is May 4th. Let me get some soda. Side note, let me just say, my favorite episodes are the ones that, like this one, where I have nothing to really talk about. I'm just talking about everything at once. Those are my favorite episodes. I really feel like myself. Y'all get to see how my little ADHD brain works. But I won't be before you long, like the pastor says. When I say that, you guys are supposed to say, take your time, not. Okay, so I'm going to say it again. I won't be before you long. I heard that you said it, sis. Appreciate you. But anyways, so May 4th, I have an event coming up. It is a panel discussion, and the name of the event is called A Sip with Stella. So people have been like asking me, like, where do you get inspo for certain things? And honestly, like, sometimes little ideas be just popping in my head, and then I just have to like pull it out of myself, if that makes any sense. But I wanted to, me and some of my cousins always say that we wish our parents and grandparents were a little bit more open to talking about things with us, like really explaining their feelings behind certain things, answering questions that we had. We say that all the time. Me and Shay, we talked about it with like marriages within our families and stuff like that. We wouldn't know Like, we didn't really have people in our families. Like, we had, like, for me, I had people in my family who were healthily married, but it's in a completely different day and time. And not trying to be funny, some of them have passed away. So it's different asking someone whose husband is deceased about their healthy marriage when, like, it's just not an easy process, you know? So I was sitting and talking to someone, I forgot who I was talking to actually, and I was like, yeah, we need an opportunity to really just ask the older women questions, like, what was marriage like for you? What did you, like, you having, like, to my mom, like, you having me at 16 and going through some of the things that you went through as a mom, and then turning around and having JoJo at an older age, like, what lessons did you learn from me that you made sure, like, you didn't completely redo and wreak havoc in a certain way with yourself, not even with him as a kid? Like, when it came to your labor and your doctor's appointments, like, what did you do differently? What did you learn? If I'm pregnant, what should I do? What helped you? What did you do with me that you, you know, now know now to do with your, with JoJo and Faith, or vice versa and shit like that? So I was like, I'm gonna have an event where I do this. And for a minute, I was like, I don't know how to do it. And then I watched how Stella got her groove back. And that's really how that move, that's my movie. I know all the scenes too. I can reenact it. I just gotta find me somebody to be Winston. If you would like to be Winston in my new film, How Stella Got a Groove Back Again, I'ma be Stella. Auditions are Thursday at 2:00. All right. So, anyways, y'all. So I'm sitting here like, wow, like, this is the storyline of so many different women's lives. And I have so many questions for Stella. Now, Stella's a fictional character, so I would have to have a conversation with Angela Bassett. And I know that, like, even though it was a fictional character, I know for a fact that Angela Bassett could, you know, there's a level of that character that she can really relate to from a womanhood type of standpoint. So I was like, I don't want to say never. Like, I'll be able to talk to Angela Bassett soon. I'm going to put that in the atmosphere. I'm going to be able to talk to her soon. But, like, I wish I could talk to some Stellas. So I sat down with a couple of different people and was like, yo, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And they jumped on board. Damn, that was a crazy cough. But they jumped on board. I just started analyzing and paying attention to the women that I'm connected to. So my mom is one of the panelists. My mom has a story to tell. And my mom has a story to tell. That Pepsi strong. She has a story to tell. She has a testimony. And every one of my panelists have a story to tell and a testimony. But to go by each of, you know, panelists by panelists, my mom, which is one of the panelists, has a story to tell. My mom being able to speak out openly now about her toxic relationship and what she went through during the relationship and how she got herself out of it, women need to hear that. Jay, who is a new mom and an amazing makeup artist and entrepreneur, like, trying to balance all that, women need help with that. They need to hear the story. They need to hear the advice. They need the tips. Veronica, who is always shining light on other women. I rarely see her post about herself. She will share an update on her growth, but I want to see Veronica outwardly shine light on who she is and share the powerful story. So we're giving her this space to do so. And I know for a fact that people can benefit from that. I know she shared before that, like, you know, she needed to learn how to put herself first and be this person to celebrate who is worth celebrating. Women need to hear that. Sharon got a story to tell. We can learn from it in many different aspects of life. D, oh my God. I met D at my last event. Had no clue who this woman was. When she shared her story with us, there were pieces that she cut out for the sake of time. But the tidbits that she shared, I just had so many questions. Like, how did you have the courage to start again? Like, just, I want to hear that story of what that moment looked like for her when she said, you know what, I'm going to dust my shoulders off, put my shoulders up, head high, like, and I'm going to go do this again. Like, I want to hear it. And I want you guys to hear it too. And I want you guys not to just hear their stories, to be able to give them a safe space, because they're going to have a safe space in me and in Black OT all the time. But I wanted women to be able to come together and listen to these stories and ask questions and get the tips and advice that they needed. Well, that they need. And that's the event, right? So now let me tell y'all what happened the other day. So post the event on Tuesday of last week, and I'm like, all right, we got a set amount of tickets, this is how we're gonna do things, blah 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 blah. And a few days into the week, I'm like, all right, yeah, was it Tuesday? Yes, Tuesday. So Tuesday we make the official post. I want to say this conversation with this individual took place on Thursday, and I had a few tickets left. So Thursday comes, and this person is like, hey, I seen you at an event. I want to talk to you about something. I'm like, all right, what's up? I seen him in the mall. You know, always in the mall. I'm like, what's going on? They're like, oh, well, what are you using to promote your event? And show me the ropes. Can you do this? Can you do that? I'm like, sure. I don't have a problem. I use Eventbrite. This is how you use Eventbrite. They have marketing tools on there. This is how I like to do things. And they're like, all right, cool. Like, appreciate you. How do you get your tickets to sell out so fast? That question pisses me off. Like, I want people to understand, if you stay consistent with yourself, people will stay consistent with you. That is number one. No matter what it is that you're doing. Whether it's if you are washing cars and you consistently wash cars, people will come back to you for you to wash their car. If you are doing hair, if you are slaying hair on a daily basis, people will consistently come back to you and get their hair done. Same thing with events. If you are planning and executing great events, people will continuously come back. And if you are, it shows. Like, the last event we started promoting end of January. 3 weeks in, maybe we sold out. This time we started selling tickets on Tuesday. We were sold out on Saturday. Like, people, and a lot of the people that are on that ticket, that guest list, are people who've been to Pat, like, previous events. So these are people who are on the edge of their seat, knowing that we can deliver, and they bought a ticket. That's it. You party people. People know that you're going to deliver each and every time you have something. They are going to come back. They're going to be on the edge of their seats. And you're going to have people who know that you're going to deliver, and they know that they have a friend that they want to bring, and that the tickets are going to sell out fast. So that person is going to lock in them and their two friends' tickets. So person A got three tickets for her and her homegirls. And if her two homegirls can't come, she's going to figure out another two homegirls who could come. It's just going to work itself out, y'all. I think one of the biggest marketing tips and tools that people are failing to give is that you have to stay consistent in what you are capable of providing when you are promoting an event. It's not about putting the flyer in front of everybody. It's not, because you can put the flyer in front of everybody. 100, the first 100 people you walk by, you can give them the flyer and they could all be like, oh, this sounds like a really good event. And then you sell out all your 100 tickets to the first 100 people you came in contact with because you made it sound good. And then they get to the event and they're like, we paid $20 for this. We paid $60 for this. We paid blah, blah, blah for this. Like, they're going to talk about it. They really are. You have to have confidence and consistency. Your flyer obviously has to portray the correct information. You need visibility, yes. I'm not saying you don't need those things, but you guys have to be able to provide something consistently for these people and make it worthwhile. Okay? I don't think I have anything else to say. I just rambled for about 20 minutes about nothing. Oh my God, OJ Simpson died. I hope Chloe okay and get the answers that she deserves. He still ain't killed those people in my book. He was a phenomenal football player. Sorry, I was in my bereavement hours, but I'm back. But yeah, y'all, summer is right around the corner. Are y'all excited for summer? Because I am. My favorite thing about the summer is being able to sit outside. It really is. Like, y'all think I'd be in this room locked in the dark? Wait until I could sit on the porch in the dark. Oh my God. Annoying. I'm excited for summer for a couple different reasons. One, y'all know I love being able to plan the backpack giveaway, as stressful as it is. And every year I say, I'm not doing it. I lied. I love the summer for the book bag giveaway. I love being able to sit outside in front of Grill 2 and have my hookah and my little drinky drink. I love it. I'm looking forward to all of it. All right. That's all I got to say to y'all. Keep everything I said in mind. I'm sorry if you had a scary earthquake experience. It was scary. I want to hear what happened with y'all. Y'all got to tell me. Okay, bye. Talk to y'all next week.